Investing involves risks, including the risk of loss of your investment. Please consult with a financial professional before investing. Securities offered through Liberty Group, member FINRA, SIPC.
Good morning. The following program is being paid for by Liberty Group, LLC, and the views and opinions of the host do not necessarily reflect those of this station or its ownership. Oh, here he comes. This is Protect Your Assets with your host, as featured in Forbes magazine, David Hollander, President and CEO of the Liberty Group, LLC. Now, broadcasting live from the Protect Your Assets studios in downtown Oakland, here's Mr.
Sandman. Good morning, listeners. Welcome to Protect Your Assets. I am David Hollander. It's so great to be with you on this sunny... What do you call it? Is this autumn now? Spring's gone or summer's gone? Hello, I'm here. Beautiful outside. I mean, these are the Bay Area mornings. So get out there and enjoy the day. For those of you just joining us for the first time, welcome. People around here, yep, they call me the Sandman. You heard that right. That's because I help my listeners sleep well at night by answering their most troubled legal or financial questions. That's because I'm a lawyer. And I'm also a financial advisor, and I do this every day out of the week. So whether you're having a trouble downtown, maybe you just got sued, maybe you want to know if you should sell your municipal bonds right now, give us a call. Taxes, one of your biggest expensive things in retirement and during your life is taxes. Think about this right now. The amount of federal debt out there, the deficit is growing at extraordinary rates. How are they going to pay that back when this tax bill wears off and the market starts to come back down again? You and I, they're going to dip into our pockets. They're going to take that money out of the bank. It's just coming. Taxes. They can take a huge bite out of your lifestyle, not to mention your retirement. Doesn't it seem like those people who always get ahead? You know what I'm talking about. It's that neighbor down the street. The one you just pisses you off, right? You get angry because that guy always seems to pull it off. He's just smart. They made one or two really good decisions that paid off, and now they're driving that Ferrari around. Well, the same rules apply when it comes to investing for your retirement right now, or even just saving. I had a Major League Baseball player here yesterday. This guy was a pitcher for a Major League national team. I'm not going to mention any names. But I was so pleased for him to come in here and say, you know, Dave, there's some things in life I do really well, but there's some things I'm a mess at, and I need your help. And you know what? That's refreshing to hear that from someone who's one of the best at what he does. So think about this. Everyone works hard. I don't care if you're a pitcher, a quarterback, a lawyer, a bus driver, a union worker, a teacher. You all work hard. You love your job. I hope you love your job. That's another show in itself. But if you love your job and you love what you're doing, you're not thinking about your money, right? You're not thinking about saving. You're just going along, paying your bills, doing your thing. And I understand that. But if you start to work a little bit smarter, add $1,000 here, $1,000 there in tax savings, well, guess what? Over time, that can add up to a nice little nest egg. And I illustrated that yesterday for our friend who wanted to see it on paper. But think about this. You may have saved all that money in your 401k, your IRAs, because you've been doing a good job at doing that. But when you start to take that money out, what happens? Yeah, you guessed it. That money is taxed. And the older you get, the more the government makes you take out. And you know what that means? It's more money you're going to put in Uncle Sam's pocket, not yours. So I want you to imagine this. Wake up! Imagine this. You're going to turn the tables on the government. So that money ends up back in your pocket, not in theirs. Does that sound pretty good? Because over a long time, this can really benefit you, put more money in your pocket. But if you're like most people, you're just simply having your taxes prepared by somebody. And that's history. That's just like H&R Block kind of stuff. If you want to pay less taxes on your money as you take it out of your retirement account, if you want to pay less taxes on your money as you earn it, that I'm telling you on today's show, I'm going to explore the audacious idea how to create a mostly, quote, tax-free retirement, even if you've already started. It's not too late. This is going to be one episode where we're going to leave no stone unturned. Don't miss out on this. Take control of your retirement and learn ways to get the tax man out of your way. All right, now let's get started. Yes, this was the end of the week, end of the month, and end of the third quarter for Wall Street. And as predicted last week, we talked about this. The Fed raised interest rates on Wednesday. Were you paying attention to that? The bond market was. 25 basis points. This was the eighth time the Fed has raised rates since 2015. Eight times so far. And they're predicting more raises. Thursday, this was significant. I don't know if I'm sure you heard about this, but I want to talk about this for a minute because this is a local guy. The SEC sued Mr. Musk. Not Tesla, Mr. Musk. Is Musk going to go? You know what I mean. Is he going to go? Is he going to leave Tesla? Is he forced to leave? This is interesting. They're putting them in a pickle for sure because they basically said, we're not going after you yet, Tesla, but we could always add your name to that lawsuit. So is that going to force him to leave? Because now you got to think about the shareholders. And I'm sure you heard about that whole 420 nonsense. This is ridiculous. I mean, people own that stock. So there's going to be some serious repercussions coming out of that. Don't kid yourself. This is serious stuff. He thinks he's going to take on the government? Are you kidding me? Wish I could play that song right now from Steve Miller. Woo-hoo! You know the one I'm talking about? Take the money. Yeah! That's the one. Mr. Musk, go listen to that song. All right, let's back up. The S&P 500 had the best quarter they had in 5 years, but, that's right, there's always a but to this whole thing, snapped the two-week winning streak. So, same thing. Things are turning around the other way. For the week, the Dow was down 1.07, S&P down 0.54%, NASDAQ was up 0.74%. But Facebook got slammed. They saw the worst month they've seen in the last 6 years. That company just can't seem to get out of its way. It's incredible. How's the economy doing? What does this mean for the future? Well, we heard from Chairman Jay Powell, and he said, quote, the economy is strong. Well, we know that. He said that growth is still growing and that they're going to keep raising rates. Well, all this we knew. Employment's good. We know that. Wages are up. We know that. Inflation is low and stable. That's good. Hopefully that won't get out of hand, but that's good. And he said that he thinks there's going to be three more raises in 2019 or 75 basis points. By the way, basis points, I need to explain that. People say, what do you mean by bips or basis points when you quote things like fees? It's less than 1%. So if you say a bip, like 10 bips, that's 10% of 1%. Follow me? 0.10. For those of you with the Dewey Decimal Challenge, it's less than 1%. Okay, fair enough. Good. All right. So we're talking about not too big a raise, but still a raise. And that's going to have some impact. Like what? I want you to start thinking about this when you look at all of your savings so far. Because sure, and I know we're all talking about, well, the markets have done great. Have they really? Don't just look at the S&P 500 or the Dow as they throw those statistics out there. Are you prepared to go down 42% next time that thing moves? Probably not. You probably wouldn't like that. So that probably means you're not 100% invested in the S&P 500. If you are, you better think about it. Check yourself. Okay. As rates rise, this is just simple stuff, folks. As rates rise, interest rate sensitive items like what? Well, like the autos, the cars. You own any car stocks? You know any real estate? Those things start to go down. They come under pressure because they're interest rate sensitive. People can buy them if they can get credit. If credit's hard to get or it's more expensive, those things suffer. So that's what's coming your way. And guess what? We just saw it in August. Did you pay attention to the Schiller Index? Real estate? Yeah, prices are coming down. So this is something that's starting to happen now. Sales are coming down. Second quarter, this was a good spot. GDP rose 4.2%. That's strong. Those are very strong numbers. We haven't seen that in a long time. We saw it in first quarter. But guess what? I think it's going to start going the other way. I'm not saying that we're at recession yet. No, I'm not saying that. I'm just saying things are starting to turn, and you can feel that in the market. The big one out there you got to pay attention to, and this week proved it once again. It wasn't about Kavanaugh. Don't kid yourself. This was about politics, 100%. And frankly, as an attorney, I think it's ridiculous. Not the whole issue. That's not what I think. The problem was the circus. It was a circus all week. And it's political. And as an attorney, this is a judicial thing. It really is. It's about the law and how do you go through being a lawyer and what's important about that and ethics. That's a whole nother matter. It's really for the bar. So anyways, why is this happening right now? Why? Because of midterm elections. That's why. They're just shifting the focus. They're coming in November. You know that, the elections. And here's what's going to possibly happen. I think the Congress is going to change. I think the House is going to become Democratic. I think the Senate's going to retain Republican. But if I'm wrong and the whole thing goes Democratic, the market's not going to like that. I'm just telling you, this is a secret. That's what's going on right now, folks. That's what this whole week was about. It's a mess. It's still a mess. They hate each other. They can't get along. I mean, have you ever felt kind of so disgusted about politics? Yeah, I hear you. I feel you. So be aware of that, because that is coming. And if what's supposed to happen right now, and there's odds out there. I look at the stuff. I'm sure you do, too. So if the Democrats take the House and the Senate remains Republican, look for infrastructure. We got to make money on this stuff, right? So look for infrastructure spending. Why? Because Dems love infrastructure spending. They just do. So that will benefit stocks that participate in infrastructure. There's a whole bunch of them out there. You can go look for it. Now, what's going to take this market down? Nobody knows. You've got people on both sides who are pretty smart, all saying that it's coming. We just don't know when. All the signs are starting to show of an aging economy, rising interest rates. Every time the Fed raises rates, markets do one thing. They go the other way at some point. It just happens. It's history. So I'm cautiously optimistic right now, whatever that means. We're starting earnings seasons on Monday. You start seeing companies with making all kinds of money. That's good. But don't stop paying attention to China, because this U.S. trade battle with China is not over. And I think that this could define the markets for the next 10 years as we decouple from each other. And so China is a good market, lots of consumers. But let's face it, the government's untrustworthy, and so are the rules protecting our businesses. And that's what we're trying to figure out right now. And the economy is a house of cards. And if the government there doesn't get it all together and fix it, we're going to have a problem. So right now, I think you want to stay away about interest rate sensitive stocks like utilities. Start looking at financials and energy. They look pretty exciting to me. Consumer discretionary. Bonds, 2 to 5 years. Stay under anything over that. Get away from it. Safe investments are paying you more money right now. So if you don't know about that, give us a call. Make sure you pay off your credit cards right now and your short-term debt now. Next week, fourth quarter earnings are going to start to come out. Expect them to be well. Costco reports Thursday. And Friday, we get the September jobs report, which I think will have no surprises. Whether you've saved $250,000 or $2.5 million in your retirement, chances are that you're going to start paying the government a lot of taxes on that money as you start to take it out. If you want to find out how to put less in the tax man's pocket, stick around. It's coming up next. You're listening to Protect Your Assets Show on the Protect Your Assets Radio Network. We'll be right back.
Looking for a good read? Pick up a copy of David's book, Protect Your Assets. Are you ready for retirement? Just go to LibertyGroupLLC.com. That's LibertyGroupLLC.com.
1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2.
Let me tell you how it will be. There's one for you, 19 for me. 'Cause I'm the tax man.
Don't let the economy burst your bubble. Call the Liberty Group right now to review your retirement assets, learn how to minimize market risk, and to create a comprehensive income strategy for your retirement. The number to call is 888-588-5818 to set up your personal appointment. That's 888-588-5818. Or just sit back and enjoy more of Protect Your Assets with David Hollander.
Welcome back. Welcome back. I'm David Hollander, also known as the Sandman. And you're listening to Protect Your Assets on the Protect Your Assets Radio Network. One of your biggest expenses in retirement is taxes. That's right. Taxes can take a huge bite out of your lifestyle in retirement. And that's because you pay taxes and file tax forms that you've never filed before. And instead of putting money into your retirement accounts, you're actually taking money out, and it's taxed. And you have to pay taxes on your Social Security income, taxes on your pension, and all that tax that's owed on those deferred accounts like your 401k. So listen, if I gave you a choice between a taxable retirement and, I want you to write this down, tax-free. Doesn't tax-free sound so good? Which would you pick? Well, it's obvious. I'd pick tax-free. Under the new tax laws that were passed last December, I thought taxes went down. Well, that's true for most middle-income retirees. But let's take a look at what's going on in our country right now. Since January 1st of 2008, the first of 75 million... That's a big number. 75 million boomers began to start retiring from work. And what are they doing? Well, they're moving on to the nation's retirement programs like Social Security, like Medicare. These are called entitlement programs. Since 2017, payroll taxes are not creating enough tax to cover the cost of these sort of payments. It's just simple math. Add to that the amount of deficit that's growing now as a result of the tax cuts. So the government's going to have to make this revenue up from other areas. Where do you think it's going to come from? Well, taxes, of course, they're going to be higher in the future. And again, this is my opinion. Need to say that. Still entitled to an opinion. Look it up. It's called First Amendment. Anyway, the Congressional Budget Office, the CBO, says that if Social Security, Medicare, and Medicaid go unchanged, and this is going to, you got to write this down. This is incredible. The tax rate for the lowest tax person who pays taxes is going to go from 10% to 25%. That's right, 10 to 25. They also say that for those of you paying 25% right now, you're not going to like that. It's going to go to 63%. You heard me right, 25 to 63%. And those of you who apparently make too much money and are paying 35% on your income, well, guess where you're going? 88%. You heard me right. Like, why should you work? 88%. And you say, what? That's incredible. And you know what? It is, but it's happened before. Now, I remember in the 80s, I can remember this like it was yesterday. My friend's dad was a very successful attorney and he was doing very well. And I remember him coming home and having a big drink of something, put your favorite spirit in the glass. And you know what he said to me? I love my job, but gosh, I'm paying too much in taxes. I think it was like 85% or something. I was flabbergasted by it. I was like, what? How can you pay so much in tax? And he said, it's just the way it is right now. I was blown away by that. Go back and look at your history books and look at tax rates over the last 200 years. They're high, folks. They're high for a reason. So I want you to think about that. And I want you to ask yourself a question. Shouldn't you pay your income taxes now while tax rates are so low rather than pay them more in the future when they could be that much higher? So I know what you're asking yourself right now. How do you transfer your money that's been built up in these accounts, like the 401k and the IRA, how do you transfer that to what I'm going to call a tax-free bucket, tax-free income forever? Because you were told you couldn't do it. You make too much money. I've heard that all the time. I can't do Roth conversions. I can't do these other types of things. I can't do it. I make too much money. You're wrong. And who told you that is wrong. So I'm glad you tuned in today because I'm going to tell you how to make it right. Let's say you're a couple and you're age 65 right now. You're young. I was talking to my dad yesterday. He's in his late 70s. And I was saying, Dad, you feel pretty young right now, don't you? And he said, yeah, son. And I said, I'm over 50. And I said, I can't believe I'm over 50. I said, when you turned 50, I thought you were old. And he said, yeah, I know. I understand what you're saying right now. Because we're all living so much longer. So if you're a young 65 and you're filing a joint return in 2018, your standard deduction right now has been raised to $26,400. And you may say, so what? Well, there's no more personal exemptions. So here's what you can do. You can withdraw $26,000, $26,400 to be exact, of, get this, fully taxable money out of your 401k and pay no income tax. You hear what I just said? You could take $26,400 out of your 401k and pay no income tax. Now, if you do that for 20 years, you would withdraw $528,000 and pay no income tax. You heard me. No taxes. I like that. All right, you want to pay a little tax? Right now, the new tax bracket and the next bracket above zero is 10%. It's not too bad. 10% versus 80% 15 years from now. I like 10%. I'm sure you do too. Well, here's what this means. It means if you take $19,050 more, in addition to what I just talked about, out of that 401k, then the tax on that $19,050, you follow me, is what? It's $1,905. And if I divide $1,905 by the $45,450, how to get to $45,450? I talked about $26,400 a minute ago. I'm adding to that $19,050. That gets me to $45,450. With me? $1,905 in tax divided by $45,450 is 4.2%. I like 4.2% a lot better, don't you? And if you do that for 20 years, that's $909,000 taxed at 4.2%. Why wouldn't you do that? I know why. Because it's complicated. It's like I'm talking a foreign language to you right now. Dice italiano? I apologize. You probably don't know where to start. Well, guess what? You're not alone. You need to start by talking to someone who has a roadmap to take you from where you are now to where you want to be, which is tax-free. Someone who's a fiduciary, who's knowledgeable and experienced, that can educate you on how to convert all that taxable money sitting in your 401k right now to tax-free. That's why it makes a lot of sense to meet with our team here at the Liberty Group, who looks at these things every day. In my office, I have a CPA. I have three estate planning attorneys and a team of financial advisors who all work together as a group to help you look at your situation. We can help you understand what steps you need to take right now while this tax law is in effect. It's not going to be around forever. so you don't pay more in taxes or penalties as you unwind the mess that other people have convinced you is the smart thing to do. Now, you can find all of this in my Protect Your Assets Life Plan. And if you've saved at least $250,000 in a 401k, IRA, brokerage, even cash at the bank, add it all up together, pick up the phone now, and for the first 10 callers this morning, you can have your own personal Protect Your Assets Life Plan created just for you at no charge. Call this number, 888-588-5818. Here's the number, 888-588-5818. Learn how to get tax-free income in retirement. 888-588-5818. Again, the number, 888-588-5818. Coming up next, can you get entirely tax-free income in retirement? The answer is yes. And I'm going to tell you how to do it. It's all coming up next, so keep it right here. You're listening to the Protect Your Assets Show on the Protect Your Assets Radio Network. We'll be right back.
The Protect Your Assets team is standing by. If you're one of the first 10 callers right now, you will receive your very own complimentary analysis. The number to call is 888-588-5818. We are live and we are local. 888-588-5818. With David Hollander. Do you feel overwhelmed trying to plan your own retirement? It may seem like a daunting task to make your money last in retirement. Well, you're in luck because David Hollander and his team at Liberty Group have a proven track record of success to guide and prepare you for your financial future. Call the Liberty Group today at 888-588-5818. That's 888-588-5818. And now, back to Protect Your Assets.
Welcome back. I'm David Hollander, also known as the Sandman. And you're listening to Protect Your Assets on the Protect Your Assets Radio Network. And you know what? I'm really excited about today's show. In fact, this segment is probably one of my most favorite I've ever done. It's probably one of the most important things you're going to hear about this weekend, because as other shows talk about the product of the week or mutual funds, I try and help you explore the most important financial and retirement-related questions that you want answered. And you've asked me to talk about tax-free, so I'm going to ask you a question. How do you get entirely tax-free retirement income? Great question. Thank you for asking that question. Well, let me tell you. Something called an HSA. HSAs give you a triple benefit. What is that? Well, you get a pre-tax deduction. So as you earn that money, you can deduct what you put away in your HSA from your taxable income today. That's a benefit. That's what your 401k does for you. But here's a nice thing that happens. Remember the Roth IRA tax-free growth, how that works? Well, for those of you who don't know, here's how it works. If you invest money and it makes interest, that interest is tax-free in a Roth. Well, guess what? HSA is the same way. Any interest you earn on your money grows and compounds tax-free. And the third benefit is as you take the money out of this type of an account, guess what? It's tax-free. You see the theme this morning? It sounds so good. So what is this? This is called a health savings account. And most people just never pay attention to this. And I think you should, because these have been around since 2003, and they come with a lot more tax advantages than a 401k and your IRA if you use it to cover medical expenses, which in retirement are most likely going to be there, particularly if you take care of yourself. So, saving for medical costs makes a lot of sense, because I want you to consider this. If you're a 65-year-old couple today, you're young, you should expect to pay about $400,000 in medical and long-term care type costs in retirement. You heard me right, $400,000. And that's besides all the other things you want to do. So you've got to start looking at how you're going to pay for this. A lot of people use long-term care insurance. Not that there's anything wrong with that. But you know the objection. If you die and you don't use it, what happened to all that money? Well, if you had the type of policy it pays you, I'm not going to get into that today. But if you didn't, and your premiums start rising, you throw it away. You know what I mean? It's just not necessarily a good investment. So here's a way where you could fund it yourself. And then if you don't need it for that, well, we'll talk about that in a second. But you can pass it on to your heirs. So with a traditional 401k or an IRA, an HSA allows you, as you're earning your money right now at work, you can set aside this money into an investment account without paying any federal or state income taxes on it. Now, you want to check with your CPA. That's why we have a CPA here in our office. Run this by them before you start to do this so you understand the tax result for your state, because they are different. Federally, we're fine, but state is specific. So find out how your states treat it. Monies in HSAs, as you earn any interest, as you have growth, that's tax-free. And if you use it now or later for medical expenses, you can take the money out of that account tax-free. Now, with a 401k or an IRA, you're going to pay income tax, as we talked about earlier on the show, when that money comes out of the account. You'll pay ordinary income tax on that money. That's not good, because today it's all about avoiding taxes. We want tax-free income. That's what we want. So consider this. For a 401k, right now, the current annual limit is $18,500 you can put away if you're under 50. And my friend, the baseball pitcher who was here yesterday, that's what he's putting away. But if you're over 50, you can put away $24,500. Now, the annual cap for an HSA is $3,450 for an individual. But for a family, it's $6,900. And if you're over 55, you can put another $1,000 on top of that. So I'm talking $7,900 a year. You may say, well, that doesn't seem like much, but guess what? Over 10, 15, 20 years tax-free, well, that could add up to your nest egg you're looking for to pay for your medical expenses, or a big part of it. And then if you don't need it, you can pass that on to your kids. Now, what if you get matching money? I'm going to talk about that here in a second. But if you want to put more away, say that you're making big money right now, and you want to put more away than the 24.5 in your 401k, and more away than the 7,900 in your HSA, what are some other ways you can put away more money that can come out tax-free later? Next segment, I'm going to talk about that. To open an HSA, you need to write this down. I want you to check with your benefits coordinator and find out if your health plan has an HSA qualified bucket. The plan must have a deductible of at least $1,350 if you're an individual or $2,700 if you're a family. But the biggest payoff with the HSA comes when the money is set aside and you don't touch it. For some time. Don't do what a lot of people do. As I talk to people, they say, I have an HSA, but then I start taking it out. I leave it in the account, doesn't earn very much interest, and then I take it out every year to pay for my deductibles. That's not a good idea. I don't like that. I'd rather see you, when you move into that bank, you then transfer it into a brokerage account. You can do that. You just have to know how to do it. We can help you. Put it in a brokerage account. Start buying yourself investments, just like you're doing right now in your 401k. Dollar cost average into those things. And over time, remember, you need time. Time is your friend when it comes to investing. Let that money compound and grow tax-free. The longer you let HSA money grow, the more valuable it can become. Consider this example. I'm going to keep it simple. Let's assume I have a $75,000 salary right now. That means that after paying federal income tax at a 25% rate, let's say New York state income tax is 6.45%, FICA tax, which is Social Security and Medicare, is 7.65%, I get to keep 61 cents of every dollar I make. That's not bad. It's not great. I don't like it. But by saving in an HSA, I can shelter 100 cents of every additional dollar I earn from taxation. Think about this. Forever. Forever. Due to the HSA's extra tax advantages, each dollar I put into my account will turn into $2.19 after 20 years, assuming a 4%. Yeah, 4%. Annually inflation-adjusted return. That's according to Vanguard. By contrast, the same dollar, if I don't do that, it's going to be worth $1.64 after I take it out of my traditional 401k in 2 decades and pay income tax on the withdrawal. Remember, we're focusing now on taking the money out and paying taxes on that. It hurts you. $2.19 versus $1.64. What's better? You know the answer. In an HSA, savings can compound to produce higher returns than those that are available in other types of accounts. Now, to take your money out of the HSA tax-free, you have to use it for qualified expenses. What does that mean? It means things like this. Medical bills, dental bills, vision bills, hearing aids, premiums that you might pay on Medicare, and a portion of your long-term care, if you have long-term care, you're thinking about it. You can use it to pay the premiums there. If you use your HSA for non-medical expenses, you're going to have to pay income tax on that. And there's a penalty if you take it out before 65. So you don't want to do that. But if you consider yourself to be open-minded, maybe you're listening to me right now and you feel pretty good about your situation. Let's face it. Everything's been going great. Look, the market's hit all-time highs. There's really no sign of any problem right now in the immediate future. I mean, they're starting to show cracks, but there's nothing right there today that you can see is a problem necessarily, right? A big problem. So you haven't done anything yet, right? You're complacent right now. Everything seems to be just fine. In fact, you're driving around right now, enjoying the crisp morning. But remember this, because this man was smart. Jack Welch, remember that guy? He made GE great. Jack said this. He said, change before you have to. Let me repeat that. Change before you have to. It sounds simple, but what does it mean? It means, why are you waiting until something bad happens to turn your future taxable income into tax-free? Why are you doing that? Doing that is probably the worst thing you can do. It's like this. It's like getting into your car, driving around, getting into a car accident, and then putting your seatbelt on. It does no good. You're probably going to sprain your wrists, knock yourself in the head, could die. So why are you setting yourself up to pay more taxes later? Because no one's shown you how to do this. You can get in front of this right now. Right now, you've been given a gift by the federal government. Tax rates right now are at all-time lows. And they're going to stay that way until 2023. That's the current law. So take advantage of these tax rates right now. Figure out how you can pay less taxes in retirement and keep more of that money in your pocket. We can help you figure this out, but you have to help yourself. I'm going to do this right now. I'm going to open up the phone lines. And if you've saved at least $250,000 in a 401k, IRA, brokerage, or other type of savings account, and you really want tax-free income, then pick up the phone right now and talk to a member of my team. There'll be no charge for this. Call this number, 888-588-5818. Again, 888-588-5818. I want you to turn your taxable income into tax-free. Take charge of this. You can do this. 888-588-5818. It's time for a quick break, but when we come back, Find out how to get more tax-free income without any limits. It's coming up next on the Protect Your Assets show. Keep it right here.
The Protect Your Assets team is standing by. If you're one of the first 10 callers right now, you will receive your very own complimentary analysis. The number to call is 888-588-5818. We are live and we are local. 888-588-5818. Welcome back to Protect Your Assets with David Hollander. Do you dream of a successful retirement? Let the Sandman and his team guide you towards a smart retirement by calling 888-588-5818 and scheduling an appointment today. And now, back to Protect Your Assets with David Hollander.
Welcome back. I'm David Hollander, also known as the Sandman. And you're listening to Protect Your Assets on the Protect Your Assets Radio Network. And this morning, we've been talking about one of the biggest expenses that you're going to run into in retirement, and that's just taxes. Taxes can take a huge bite out of your lifestyle in retirement, and that's because you pay taxes and file tax forms that you've never filed before. So instead of putting money into your retirement accounts, you're starting to take money out, and you have to pay tax on your Social Security income, taxes on your pension, and taxes when you take money out of the 401k or IRA. So how can you create tax-free income for the rest of your life without any limits? It's a great question. So we've been talking about this morning. I'm going to talk about this right now. Before we do this, I want to talk about how you can find out about taking control of your retirement and have enough income to last the rest of your life. You can come get some great ideas at one of our workshops. And we have a brand new website, libertygroupllc.com. When you get there, you'll see it says at the top, attend an event. You can click on that section. And in there, there's an upcoming event that's happening this Thursday in Santa Clara at 6:30. I'll be there. We're going to talk at Piotti's. Great place. Really good food. 6:30. Still have a few seats. You can register right now on the website. Again, libertygroupllc.com. Attend an event, click register, bring a friend, and sign up. And we'll see you there. Want to wish a happy birthday to Randy Masker, Tom Gray, and Fred Tinker. Hope you guys have a great birthday week. Now, this morning, we're talking about tax-free income. And one of the ways that you can have tax-free income in retirement that can grow, even if the markets go down, meaning you don't lose money that you've made in the market. You can protect what you've made and what you've put in there against market corrections, which we know are coming. You can reset every year. So if you have a bad year, instead of getting a negative, you'll just get a zero. And the following year, you'll start out at a baseline that you started out the previous year. In other words, you just keep going up, not down. You have upside growth potential. What does that mean? Well, it means you can make up to a certain percentage amount that's in the particular investment. In this case, let's say you tie your investment to the S&P 500 linked index. And let's say that the thing that I'm talking about puts a cap on it at 11%. So if the market that year went up to 14%, then you get 11. You guessed it. And the other three goes to the company that does this. Now, what about the growth on that money? The growth on that money is tax deferred. So as you earn this money during your earning years, you don't pay taxes on it until some point in the future, unless you take advantage of this provision in this sort of thing. It's called a loan. And you can access the money that you've made all these years tax-free. Now, this is a loophole. This is something that's been around for a very, very long time. And it doesn't matter how old you are. Also, there's no mandatory distribution like there is with your IRA or your 401k. You don't have to take this money out unless you want to. And in some states, this is protected from creditors. And guess what? When you take this money out, you don't have to pay the Social Security tax on top of that. It also avoids probate. What am I talking about? I'm talking about fixed indexed universal life. Most of you have life insurance. This is a type of life insurance product that adds to it growth potential and asset protection. Remember, the show's about protect your assets. And this is one way that you can create tax-free income in retirement. I know what you're saying right now. What's the catch? This sounds too good to be true. These are great questions, and I can tell you there really is no catch. But there's a caution, and it's imperative that you talk to somebody who knows about this and who's done this for many, many years to help you through this. Because with the massive new tax law changes that are out there, the best thing you can do right now is to plan smart. And that's what we do with our clients, proactively. Think about it this way. When was the last time your financial advisor asked to see a copy of your tax return and considered the income you're making right now to create tax-free income for you when you get ready to retire? I can tell you, as someone who's in this business, that you cannot have an investment strategy that's tax-efficient and fully integrated without first understanding your tax situation every year, because it changes. I know it's complicated. That's why you need a team of experts who work on your side. In my office, I have a CPA. I have three estate planning attorneys and a team of financial advisors who can help you create more tax-free income now. So the way I see it, there's two types of taxpayers, the informed and the uninformed. Who do you think pays more in taxes? Yeah. So if you've saved at least $250,000 in a 401k, IRA, brokerage account, or other type of savings account, then here's what you can do. Pick up the phone right now. I'm going to open the phone lines. And you can talk to a member of my team and create a plan for you at no charge. Call this number, 888-588-5818. Again, that number is 888-588-5818. Find out the moves you can make right now and get tax-free income. Turn the tables on the government. 888-588-5818. One more time, 888-588-5818. Talk to a member of my team right now. I'd like to give a big thanks to the Protect Your Assets team for putting together another great show today, because without my team, I'm just another pretty voice on the radio. Thanks again, everybody. You've been listening to Protect Your Assets show on the Protect Your Assets Radio Network. I'm David Hollander, the Sandman. Go out and make the rest of your life the best of your life.
The Protect Your Assets team is standing by. If you're one of the first 10 callers right now, you will receive your very own complimentary analysis. The number to call is 888-588-5818. We are live and we are local. 888-588-5818.
All calls have been screened. Callers should not expect their conversations with David Hollander on the radio or with staff to be held in confidence, and that legal information provided on the air is not intended to be a substitute for callers hiring their own lawyers to advise them about personal legal matters. Callers should not provide their full names while on the air. The views expressed on this program do not necessarily reflect the views of the station. Proper advice depends on complete analysis of all the facts and circumstances.
The information given on this program is in the nature of general financial comment and cannot be relied upon as pertaining to your specific financial situation. California Life Agent, number 0B48569.
Listeners should consult their own financial advisor or conduct their own due diligence before making any financial decisions.
The preceding program is being paid for by Liberty Group, LLC, and the views and opinions of the host do not necessarily represent those of the station or its ownership.